The U.S. economy is still churning out job opportunities, though job growth did slow a tad last month. In general, workers are hard to find. So, does it make sense for companies to hire older workers? What would the pluses and minuses be? Let's put those questions to Wall Street Journal columnist Callum Borchers, WBUR alum. Callum, you're writing about this. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Scott. Thanks for having me.
In your column, you mentioned the owner of shipping company who normally hires high school kids, college students, now looking at the over 55 set. These workers have more life experience, of course, but what else, what are the advantages here?
Well, you're talking about a fellow named Kip Conforti who says that he's just getting more dependability from the older crowd. He was complaining to me about younger employees who would call out of work too often, or you know, maybe when they would show up, they'd be looking at their social media feeds instead of chit-chatting with customers. And so about a year ago, he said, I'm going to try hiring people in their 50s and 60s. And he says it's just been so refreshing that his next recruiting target is a man in his 70s. He just keeps climbing the age ladder.
Callum, is this becoming a thing? I mean, I read in your column that thousands of companies have pledged to give workers over 50 a fair shot at hiring.
That's right. The AARP, for about a decade now, has been asking employers to sign a pledge saying we're going to give a fair shot to the 50-plus crowd. And just last year, they saw the number of companies taking that pledge jump by 122%. So there is something going on there. And at the same time, we see federal data showing that people over 55 are the fastest growing segment of the labor force. I mean, there's some demographic shifts happening, right? We know that the birth rate is down, so there aren't as many new workers coming in to replace. Multiple factors going on, but there is something going on with employers taking a closer look at older workers.
But what about the on the other hand, what are the potential risks of hiring older workers?
Well, of course, you're not going to get somebody who is going to stay with the company for, you know, 20, 30 years. But the counterpoint that I heard from the Manpower Group, which is a large staffing agency, is you have to think about job hopping anyway. So you might get lucky and you invest in somebody early in their career and they stay with the company for a long time. But of course, we know that people tend to change jobs frequently early in their careers. And that's not something that's unique to millennials or Gen Zers, by the way. That's always been the case. The counterpoint is you get somebody who is a little bit farther along. Maybe that's somebody who looks for stability instead of just the next incrementally better job offer.
Yeah. And I imagine younger workers may defend themselves by saying, well, listen, we work faster, we work smarter, we're more digital natives, all of that.
Well, that's a great point, Scott. And there's a lot of debate about what does it mean to work hard or work smart. You know, we took a large survey here at the Wall Street Journal recently of Americans' values, asking, you know, how important is hard work to you? And one of the standout results was that people over 65 said hard work is very important to them personally at a 75% rate. The number was only 61% for people under 30. So that's self-reported prioritization of hard work. But of course, what's squishy in there, as you said, Scott, is, well, how do you define hard work? And I think that some people would say, oh, if you're working those extra hours and not necessarily getting paid overtime, by the way, you know, that's a fool's errand. You shouldn't be doing that. But of course, from the employer's perspective, they love people who are going to put in a little bit of extra.
Yeah. A quick second. Is this going to last, do you think? Do we know?
I think as long as the labor market stays tight that it will. Yeah, because some companies, if they simply can't find enough bodies, they sort of by default have to look wherever they can find the talent.
Callum Borchers, Wall Street Journal. Thank you.
Glad to be with you, Scott.